Several EFF members appearing in the Blue Downs Magistrates Court today for public violence. This after that EFF protest on Friday outside Brackenfell High School in Cape Town. The City of Cape Town says it plans to take civil action against the party to recover the costs of those damages that were incurred. A man also appearing in court today after confronting EFF Secretary General Marshall Dlamini. Kevin Brunt, EWN reporter, in court for us today. Kevin, what happened in the Blue Downs Magistrates Court today?
Very good afternoon to you, Mandy. Well, the 8 economic freedom fighters supporters, all men, briefly appeared here at the Blue Downs Magistrates Court this morning facing public violence charges relating to Friday's protest day in Brackenfell. The case has been postponed until the 12th of February next year. Now, we've seen on Friday, Mandy, how police used stun grenades and rubber bullets and a water cannon as well as tear gas to control the crowd, something that the EFF's regional secretary, Bansi Dambuza, is very upset about. The level of force used at Friday's protest in comparison to the force used, as he put it, against the Brackenfell residents who chased the supporters away exactly 2 weeks ago, also in Brackenfell. Just listen to his response to me earlier, Mandy.
We are happy that our Brackenfell 8 has been released. We are unhappy that there is a different treatment from whiteness to blackness. The white racist that stood in the middle of the EFF at the march has been released with all charges dropped, and yet the Brackenfell 8, the charges are not dropped, but they've been released. They are coming back on the 12th of February 2021 to come and their trial to continue.
So, Kevin, Mandy,
what
go ahead.
He's referring there to is the case against the man who interrupted Secretary General Marshall Dlamini's speech. The National Prosecuting Authority says that that matter has been referred back to police for further investigation. The matter was not on the court roll as initially stated by police in their response to us on Friday. So that case is still now being investigated, Mandy.
So, Kevin, we also see the City of Cape Town saying it plans to take civil action against the party to recover the costs of the damages. The EFF, however, not necessarily taking responsibility for the violence of what happened on Friday.
That is indeed the case. According to the city preliminary report, Mandy indicates that a fire engine was torched, roads and traffic lights were damaged, as well as a fuel satellite. They also say that a car dealership's windows were smashed and some of the vehicles there were damaged. And apparently also some shops there were looted. So the city wants property owners in that vicinity, or also where damage has been recorded, for those people to come and contact the city so that the officials at the city can assess the possibility of them joining the city's case against the economic freedom fighters with regard to the damages done there at the time of the protest on Friday, Mandy.
And Kevin, you also spoke to the EFF outside court about this individual who confronted Marshall Dlamini and their reaction to him.
That is correct. Yes, Bansi Dambuza feels that the regional secretary feels that, you know, we obviously asked him, but what is the EFF's reaction to, we've obviously seen the visuals of some of the party members attacking the man there right in front of the stage and how they had to intervene and take him basically to a place of safety. But just listen to his reaction to that question, Mandy.
What's the party's view on the visuals that we've seen of members attacking that one man who interrupted Marshall Dlamini's address?
Again, media cannot come here and ask us about one white man as if he's some holy Jesus of some sort. One white man came in, interrupted the EFF in its own proceedings, and then something happened to him. Well, he wanted some situation there. We could not come here and give him some Romani creams of some sort and make sure that we serve him tea and coffee. He got what he had for himself coming. Our people of the EFF were beaten. We want the media to ask what has happened to our members that were beaten. We will then answer for some whiteness who came after and started calling Jesus Christ after he was beaten up.
The EFF really does have a turn of phrase, don't they? Kevin Brunt, EWN reporter, thank you for bringing us up to speed there with what happened in the Blue Downs Magistrates Court today. Several EFF members appearing in court today.